preacher, he's faking it. That ain't real. Yeah, and here you are. The falling away is in effect right now. Promise keepers, mega churches, purpose-driven propaganda, the falling away is in effect. People are boasters, they're covetous, they're unthankful, they're unholy, they're without natural affection. All these things pertain to the time and the description before Jesus Christ comes back. I'm telling you, I hope you have your rapture belt on, beloved. Don't be smoking a stinking cigarette when Jesus Christ comes back, amen? Or watching something that's risque on TV that you should not be watching, because there's plenty of that on the TV now. I'm not trying to preach my standards. I'm just trying to tell you. And people out there are so descriptive, lovers of their own selves. Well, the buffets are full on Wednesday nights, and the churches are empty. And if the shoe fits, wear it. And if the phone's ringing, then go ahead and pick it up. The buffets, you drive by it. Go check it out. Go check it out. I don't know what y'all got up here. Down in Texas, they got Golden Corral and all that kind of mess, you know. And they're just packed out fat Baptists, you know. I mean, bloated, sticking out the clothes, you know. I'm guilty. I'm trying to shed it, but, you know. But the truth is, on Wednesdays, at least, I try to, man, I make a point to be in church. You ought to be in, too. And as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Epicureans, eat, drink, and be merry. That's how people think right now. Eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow, we die. Them college kids, most of them kids had a higher IQ than I got. They could read faster. They knew more facts in literature, blah, 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 blah. And everything I mentioned about knowledge. Okay? But you know what? They were just like Epicureans. They would gorge themselves and then go and then purposefully make themselves vomit, go back and get more food. What do you think they do at a binge party with beer? That's what they do. That's what they do. I'm not trying to be disgusting here. That's what they do. Why? Because they don't have anything to live for. And you have what they need. You have what they need to be able to live for. Amen. Thank you all very much. God bless you all. Amen. Increased. And yet planes and trains, automobiles, they are basically what typifies the 21st century right now. The internet is growing seemingly at an exponential rate right now. A guy told me recently that works on computers, he said, Brother Jaggy, he said, we're throwing away these pieces of computer hardware, he said, that just 3 years ago cost $64,000 for this little bitty piece. He said, it's trash now. We're real close. I was telling your pastor about an envelope that was sent. And I wish I'd have kept it, but it came from Thailand to America. It was air mail. And it had a little square inside of it, and there's an inside stamp that's a standard stamp. It was not some individualized stamp. It was a stamp that was a standard print inside, like that of a security envelope where it's got the blue kind of a dot inside so you can't look through it. And this standard ink print in this air mail envelope had the square in the inside. It said air mail up above it. It said 666 right there. Tell me we're not close. Tell me we're not close. I'll tell you what, I know he's coming back because they're not expecting his return. He said, in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. I know he is coming back soon because the majority of people are like children. Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. You have grown men watching WWF. I'm serious, you know.